This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The president of Western Colorado University in Gunnison will keep his job despite a large portion of the faculty asking for him to be fired. CPR's Dina Sieg says the faculty were unhappy that President Greg Salisbury appeared to equate the storming of the U.S. Capitol with racial justice protests.
Western's Board of Trustees announced Tuesday night that they support President Salisbury more than a month after faculty voted to request new leadership. The controversy began the day after the attack on the Capitol. That's when Salisbury sent an email to all employees. In it, Salisbury condemns the violence of the Capitol siege, but also decries other protests from the previous year and describes, quote, the destruction of entire cities, something that did not happen. Salisbury said in a statement before Tuesday's decision that he wants to continue to move Western Colorado University forward. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Red Rocks, the concert venue, is reopening after dozens of pandemic-canceled events. Red Rocks is preparing to welcome 2,500 ticket holders for upcoming shows starting in April. There will be precautions to keep groups distanced from each other and avoid crowding, and concertgoers will have to keep their masks on when not eating or drinking. Visitors to Rocky Mountain National Park will need a reservation starting Memorial Day weekend and continuing into October. The park expects to let people start making reservations next month. Colorado has sunny weather and rising temperatures today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.